Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 20th day of January, year of our Lord, 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that is becoming ever more important each day, not only for children in school, but for everybody. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day? Well, it's too late to stock up on getting night vision, apparently. We'll be talking more about that, but do stock up on ammunition. Get several times more than what you think you might ever need. That would just be a wise thing to do at this point. Okay, this is Farmers Monday. If Sam Andrews calls in, we will have Sam with us, and we'll be talking about... Well, Sam, good morning. My engineer did not give me a message that you were here.
Good morning. Well, sir, how are you, sir?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
Well, we won't talk about me this morning, but I am watching the most exciting thing, live footage from Virginia. This is really something.
Okay, well, I'm not, but we may have a caller calling in. He's going to use the name Billy Bob. Sometime during the show, I hope, to give us a live report from what he's observing on the ground. What are you observing on the the glowing screen?
Well, there are literally, at I want to say around 07:30 Virginia time, there are about 6,000 to 8,000 people there. And in the last 30 to 35 minutes, it has grown. It may be 40 or 50,000. I mean, it's as far as you can see down multiple streets. I mean, it's just absolutely, there's lines that go on for hundreds of yards, even to get in the fenced-in areas. I mean, it's just remarkable. I've never seen anything like it in America.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. Tell us about the what you're observing. Is it mostly men, a mix of men and women? Are they carrying long arms or not carrying a long?
I'm seeing a lot of people carrying sidearms, not inside the fence. Of course, they won't even allow cameras or microphones inside the fence because they could be used as weapons.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This is what my media guys are telling me that are on scene. Now, I've got two people. I've got a great American, Alex Salzman. She said she tried calling, couldn't get through. Okay. And then I've got Jim Katos, who's going to try and call in, who's also on the ground, that can give us an update. So hopefully we'll get through. But I think they're jamming the phones, because Alex just sent me a message saying she tried calling and can't get through.
Well, it may be because I'm on the telephone myself. We had some issues with Skype this morning, and I'm not sure there's any more open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. I'm not sure how many incoming lines they've got. You're using one, I'm using one, and I'm not sure there's a third one to be available. But I'll be switching back over to Skype in about 13 minutes on the first break.
Okay, well, I'm gonna drop off quickly and see if I can get Alex to call in again. I'll call right back.
Okay, that's fine. Let's make that a plan. We'll go ahead and do that.
All right, let me go for just a minute. Bye-bye.
Okay, all right. This is a historical day, ladies and gentlemen, to say the least. I'm personally praying for a peaceful day where there'll be no violence. Nobody will be harmed. I'd say there's a high likelihood that people will be harmed because Antifa is showing up and they're people all covered up, including their faces, because they don't want to be identified. Their intention is to cause violence and to hurt people. So we shall see. We shall see. We're getting reports that the federal government is going to distributors, and looks like, well, we have Alec. Alec, good morning. Hello, Alec.
Hello, can you hear me?
I hear you fine. Alec, we'll just use your first name, and you're somewhere around the Capitol there in Richmond. Tell us exactly where you are, if you can.
I am about one block north of the Capitol right now, standing shoulder to shoulder with thousands of gun owners from Virginia.
Okay. And you're reporting to us live, obviously. What's the demeanor of the people that are around you?
Everybody's calm. We're not having any issues. I don't really anticipate too many issues. I am around the outside of the perimeter, so this is the gun zone, whereas inside, the governor has declared a gun-free zone on the actual Capitol grounds. So the thousands of people that are standing outside the Capitol are standing shoulder to shoulder, making their voice heard.
Okay, so it's 9:08 a.m. Eastern Time. What time is the official start of the event?
The rally, quote-unquote rally, with the speakers kicks off at about 11 o'clock. But right now, people are lined up to go in to speak with their representatives. This is their annual lobby day here in Virginia. I'm not sure if everyone is going to be able to get in. The line is wrapped around the Capitol, but most people are just here to stand in solidarity. Obviously, the people that are armed are not heading through the gun-free zone to head inside.
Right, right. Alec, we've had reports that Antifa intends to show up and cause violence. Have you seen any sign of Antifa?
No, not at all.
Okay, that would not be wise for them to show up. I don't believe they'll be outnumbered 100 to 1.
Oh, it's too cold.
What is the temperature there?
It's about 25 degrees here.
Okay. All right, that's chilly. Okay. Let's develop a plan here. My show goes on for another hour and 50 minutes. I'd like you to hang up momentarily and then call in maybe at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get another report from you at about 9:33. How would that be?
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, 9:33 your time. Give us a call. Thank you, Alec. We'll look forward to your call.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, that was Alec in Richmond. She's going to call back about 9:33 Eastern Time, 8:33 Central, and we'll get another update from her. I've not seen the television images, but according to Sam, they are phenomenal, and that's what needs to happen. The eyes of the world are watching what's going on in Richmond, Virginia this morning, and politicians all over the United States are watching what's going on, too. And here's what politicians are thinking about. Oh, my God, will this happen if I propose anti-gun legislation? Am I going to keep my seat? Am I going to keep my employment, my paycheck, my looking forward to a pension? Sam will probably be calling back in here momentarily. And when he does, we'll bring him back on board as well. And I really want to hear from Sam what he's hearing from his distributors that stock and sell the night vision and thermal imaging equipment. He may or may not have an answer for us this morning about the federal government going to these distributors and seizing all night vision and thermal imaging. But if anybody can find out the real deal, Sam Andrews is the guy that can do it. This is important. What's happening today in Richmond, Virginia, the capital of the state of Virginia, is historical and very important. Sam, you're back, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We got a report from Alec. I asked her to call back at 9:33 Eastern, 8:33 Central to give us an update. Did you hear her report?
I did. I was on the Internet listening, so that was good deal.
Okay.
And, you know, I didn't give Alec a good introduction. She is an amazing woman. This gal has been lobbying for human rights in Jeff City for I don't know how long. It's every time I'm at the Capitol, she's there working, you know, for people's rights. I love this woman. She's a great personality. She's a pleasant human being. She's one of the smartest women I've ever met, and she's just a jewel for the state of Missouri.
Well, good, good. I look forward to meeting her one day. Sam, I got a question for you. You may not have an answer today, but I think a week from today you certainly will. We're getting reports that the federal government is going to distributors and wholesalers of night vision and thermal imaging and seizing their inventory. What do you know about that?
Yeah, I've read some of those reports. I haven't been able to verify it because I was going to do that sometime later today. And,
okay.
You know, call my distributors and see what's going on. But for any of the listeners that want to see pictures or video that Alec is posting, you can go to the Freedom Center Facebook page or to Sam Andrews on Facebook, and I should have it at the top of my feed. You should be able to see, or the top of my page, you should be able to see pictures and videos that people like Alec are posting, you know, fairly current stuff. If you want to get an idea of the size of the crowds, I mean, it's just building and building, and it's just, at this point, it's absolutely massive.
Well, the event doesn't start for nearly 2 hours, but they've already got massive crowds. Now, I've been to many events you have also, whether it's a college basketball game, a professional football game, baseball. Most people show up the last half hour before the event begins. That's when most people get to most events, and especially the last 15 minutes. So to have this many people 2 hours before the event is quite phenomenal.
It's unbelievable. An hour and 45 minutes before this thing kicks off. And can you believe the gall of that governor to tell people they couldn't bring video cameras or microphones up onto the Capitol grounds?
Well, everybody's got a video. Everyone has a video camera. They're called cell phones.
Yeah, no professional video. You want to know why? Because you can't jam a professional camera and microphone system.
Well, that's true.
See,
that's
the federal government has devices. We call them EW, or electronic warfare devices. They're made by Harris Corporation in Florida, by the way, if you want to do your own research. But in Ferguson, they use them, and they could jam all the phones and all of the GoPro cameras all at the same time. They would literally turn to fuzz like a 1965 TV, you know, sort of like a gray, snowy fuzz when they jam it. Right. And they have the ability to do that to all the cell phones.
I see a politically incorrect statue here in this one photograph. It's a soldier on a horse with one foot raised, which means he died from wounds in battle. It's the typical way what those, actually 2 feet are up, so maybe he died of wounds in battle. Most likely a Confederate general. I don't know who that person is, but I'm sure it's very politically incorrect. Yeah.
Well, I think that today may be the day that the politicians, these liberal, corrupt globalists, get just an inkling of how powerful the people are. You know, if I were a police officer tasked for security in that environment, and it was any other crowd other than the natural rights group that believe in the right to protect yourself, I would be scared. I can't even say how scared I would be on the air. But I would be really scared.
Keep it nice.
With a crowd this big. You see what I mean? Because, I mean, you talk about the karate rule a New York second from playing out. I mean, those officers are outnumbered.
Well, that's true. That's true. But they don't. They're not going to. They know there's no trouble with it because that's their people. But what I'm hoping is that the Antifa people will come to their senses. And if Antifa wants to show up dressed in black and cause problems, they'll know they're outnumbered more than 100-1, and they're going to be smashed to the ground. I hope they have some common sense and don't show up to cause trouble.
Oh, how could they not show up? I mean, it's their calling card to show up in crowds and to stir things up. I would be really stunned if they didn't show up. I mean, something, they've got to have something planned. There's so many fringe groups out there that want to do stupid stuff and want to be violent for violence sake and cause chaos. And Antifa's just one of a lot of different groups. And so I would really be surprised if some groups didn't show up. Now, maybe the security people and stuff, they've been monitoring phones, because they usually have the federal government on these types of events like Ferguson and an event like this. They usually have an aircraft overhead that can drain all the photos and all the texts out of your phone. They can run your battery down in about 35 minutes, even if your battery normally lasts a whole day. I mean, they have incredible electronic warfare tools. Whether they're going to use them today or not remains to be seen. But they have them available. We know the aircraft are in the air. We know that they have the Harris devices on scene. We know they've got the cell phone, the fake cell phone substation, so they can intercept calls going in and out, you know, and this is how security works in a modern environment. And so they have all these tools. Now, do they misuse them and violate people's rights? Well, maybe they do. They generally don't have specific targets that they're looking at. So they're kind of casting a wide net without probable suspicion for a wide net. So a lot of human rights activists don't like this kind of stuff. But I certainly don't like when I was in Ferguson, I had a phone where the battery would last 2.5 days. The second I would drive in within a mile of where we were ending up near the firehouse and the police station, my phone battery would drain in 30 to 35 minutes.
Well, I knew there was a reason why I saved my 4 35-millimeter cameras from doing investigative work, and now I'm glad that I did.
Yes. So we put, in Ferguson, we put 3 young Marines that were tattooed up and had some jewelry, you know, some piercings and stuff like that.
Right,
we put them in street clothes to mix them in with the protesters so that we could get sort of a feel for the energy of the crowd and get a little heads up on what they're going to do next.
Hold that thought, Sam. Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 20th of January. Just real quick, I got two speaking events coming up February 8th, May 1st and 2nd. Details and tickets at my website at thelibertyman.com. During a break, I spoke to my webmaster, Tim Spencer, a submarine veteran, and he's observing photographic evidence right now that four men appear to be active-duty military, either National Guard or active-duty Army, are marching with the protesters in what he described as, quote-unquote, full kit. It's hard to say from this observation whether they are, in fact, active-duty National Guard or Army, but they certainly appear to be. Tim, are you still with us? Okay, Tim hung up. Sam, are you with us, sir?
Yes, I'm here, John. I'm listening to an interview that's live. This gentleman says the crowd has grown to over 100,000 people now.
I seriously doubt there's ever been 100,000 people at the state capital of Virginia any time for any reason ever.
You should see these pictures. They're just absolutely remarkable. If you go to Breitbart on Facebook, they're streaming live. They're interviewing a really intelligent guy, an African-American guy who's got a Make America Great Again winter hat on. It's dark blue with white letters, and he's got a very nice scarf and a very nice jacket. And this guy sounds like he's got a PhD. I mean, he is really sharp. And he's saying that people have come from the hills, the valleys, the mountains of Virginia, and they've come to make the point that we want the Second Amendment to remain, and I'm here in support of that. And that's what he said, and it was just so eloquently said. What a brilliant guy. Now, I wish people would understand that we've got to stop talking about our Second Amendment rights. And I'll tell you why. The Second Amendment doesn't grant you the right. Your right to protect yourself, your natural right granted to you by God, is where you get that right from. You don't get it from the document. You don't get it from the Bill of Rights. What the Bill of Rights does is it articulates a God-given right, a right under natural law. And when you understand that, you understand all you're really doing is standing up for your natural rights as a human being, given to you by God. You don't even need to add the Constitution to it. And in fact, that almost tricks people into thinking that their right originates from the document. No, the right doesn't come from government, and it doesn't come from the law, and it doesn't come from the contract between the state. Your right comes from God. It's a natural right, and no one can take it away from you. The government can't give it to you, and the government can't take it away. It's yours because you're a human being.
Absolutely. Well, I'm at the Breitbart website here, and you can, in fact, see the live feed coming from there. What a monumental day this is. And I know liberal politicians all over the country are watching this, and they have to be thinking to themselves, what's going to happen to me and my career, my paycheck, and my pension if I support anti-gun stuff? They have to be thinking that, don't they?
Well, if I were the politicians, I would be thanking my lucky stars in Virginia right now that all these people showed up peaceful. Because and I wouldn't be surprised if there's 250,000 people there by 11 o'clock. I mean, it just keeps building. I mean, it jumped from 20 to 30,000 based on my overview of the area to almost 100,000 people in the time we've been on the air. Can you imagine? And if that many people showed up pissed off and armed rather than peaceful and smiling and saying we're here to make a point peacefully, which thank God they are at this point, but I would be scared to death if I was a liberal, baby-killing, no-good, evil Democrat at this point. I would be scared out of my mind because you know what's going to follow. They have so energized the base that they're going to neutralize every dime that George Soros spent in Virginia to take the House, the Senate, and the governor's position. That's all going away in 2020 because it's all going to swing back Republican. Mark my words.
Absolutely. I've seen this happen firsthand in Missouri. It would have been about 1986, I believe. There was an anti-gun public forum in St. Louis County, Missouri, and quite a few pro-gun people showed up who had never met or talked to each other before. And in the hallway, that was the beginning of one of the biggest and best pro-gun lobbies right there began in that hallway as a direct consequence of the anti-gun public forum. So energizing the base is happening, and they really don't know. They've kicked and woken up a sleeping giant, haven't they?
Well, it sure looks like it in Virginia. You know, Bill Clinton, as big of a dirtbag as he was a very crafty politician. And Bill Clinton implored the Democratic Party to stay off of gun control. Don't do it. It'll cost us control of the House, control of the Senate. It'll cost us the White House. Don't stir that hornet's nest. Well, you know, these arrogant Democrats in Virginia forgot the lesson that Bill Clinton tried to teach them.
Hold that thought. We'll be back with another live report. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore on Monday, 20th January. This is not our typical show, obviously. If you need arthritis pain relief, check out the Energy Cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com. I'm visiting with Sam Andrews. His telephone number down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri is 417-718-2597. We're anticipating a call-in from Alec again to give us another update on the rally there in Richmond. And Sam, are you still with us, sir?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
I can. Well, I asked Alec to call in at 9:33 Eastern, which it is right now, and hopefully she will do so. Is Alec an amateur lobbyist, or does she work for a group? What issue does she support up there in our state capital in Jefferson City?
Well, I had a few chances to talk to her, and she's very pro-natural rights. She's very anti-abortion. She's very pro-life. And I think those are probably two big issues, are human rights and pro-life. And she's incredibly intelligent. I have no idea what she does for a living, but she is really, really a bright one. And you know, that guy that was so articulate on Breitbart, I found out who he was, or who he is. His name is Chuck Smith. He's from Virginia Beach, Virginia, and he is running for Attorney General.
Well, good
and
for
I
him.
I think we ought to talk some gun owners into sending him $10 or $20 just to say, attaboy, you're the man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's what needs to happen. What I've been telling people, Sam, even with the Democrats' attempt to change demographics by bringing all these illegal aliens to vote, if we can get all the conservatives registered to vote and actually vote, we can still win these elections, can't we?
Yes, and you know what will deter these crooked Democrats really, really fast is if we take a guy like Chuck Smith and their anti-human rights agenda, their anti-natural rights agenda, every time they pull this crap like they have in Virginia, we just send guys like Chuck Smith like millions of dollars from out of state. If we let them know that every time you attack the Second Amendment in state, 49 other states are going to pump money in to candidates that represent our view, that it'll shut them down in a New York second.
Absolutely.
The last thing they'll be going after is the Second Amendment, because they know the moment they do, we start pumping money into their opponents in that state, and they got no chance. You know, George Soros has got deep pockets, but his pockets aren't as deep as the American citizens. I'll tell you that right now.
Absolutely. Well, I understand it was Bloomberg money that swung the election in Virginia last fall, but Bloomberg has his limits also, and
Bloomberg
money coming
out, a bunch of money,
volunteer.
The
two things that make political things take place is money and volunteer help. And if we can get the combination of those two in sufficient numbers, then we will win.
Well, it takes money and it takes grassroots to get the base moving. Or it takes morons that start talking about gun confiscation and wind up with 120,000 people surrounding their capital with weapons. I think that is utterly hysterical. You know what? Lie in the bed you made, Democrats. Good fun.
Right, right. Well, what a historical day this is. I've got a second show I'm doing, a TV show here in a couple of hours with Doug Hagman. And, of course, that's recorded and then broadcast later. But we'll be following this event all day long. The speakers don't begin until 11 o'clock Eastern. And for the crowd to be this big this early tells us it's going to be probably end up being double what it currently is, won't it?
Yes. That's interesting. Well, while we're waiting for Alex to call in, let's talk about the firearms tip of the week.
Let's do that, please.
Okay. So last night, my wife goes out to walk the dogs about midnight. This car rushes up to her right as she's the corner of our front yard and driveway. And he slams on the brakes, throws his car in reverse, sticks it in drive, revs the engine up, and then drives right at her again. She screams, right? And I'm sitting here inside on the computer, and I hear her scream. So I go outside, and the guy sees me come out the garage door, and he takes off out of our subdivision like it's 70 miles an hour. Well, I try to catch him. I jump in the car. I can't catch him. I would have to drive at ridiculous speed to catch up with this guy.
Right.
And so anyway, I drive down to Rick Brown's grave and circle back, and I come back to the house. I pull in the garage. The next thing you know, there's a deputy behind me with his lights on, and he's pinned me into the garage. I mean, he pulled right up to the back of my car.
Right.
And I stick my hands out the door, and I said, "Hello, what are you doing?" You know, he goes, "Step out of the car," right? So I step out of the car, and I said, "What's this about?" He says, "Do you have a gun?" And I said, "I'm a gun manufacturer. I have hundreds of guns. Why would you ask me that?" And he said, "Well, this guy said that you flourished a gun at him." I'm like, "What? Well, when did that supposedly happen?" And he doesn't want to give me any details. He just starts firing more questions at me. And I said, well, wait a minute. Time out here. I said, why don't you go ask him what gun I flourished at him? Ask him what it was, what color it was, and what he saw. And the reason I'm telling this story is because I have a very unusually colored sidearm.
Right.
And everyone that knows me knows I always carry the same pistol, and it's a particular color that's not very common. And so I said, go ask him what color gun he saw, and I will allow you to search my car and look at the gun I have in the car, and then you can write him for filing a false police report. And the guy, instead of saying, all right, I'll go talk to him, you know, or whatever, he says, no, I'm not doing that. I want to ask you more questions. I said, well, I don't work for you. I don't have to answer any of your questions. You could solve this in 2 minutes if you do what I ask you to do, and then we could all go home. It's freezing outside, for God's sake. And this guy, and then I tell him a second time, I said, I have a very unusually colored gun, and all these guys that always lie about flourishing, they always say, oh, the guy had a big black gun, or he had a shiny 44 revolver looking thing, you know. And that's the only two guns they can make up in their head on the fly. Well, my gun doesn't look like either of those two, so why don't you go find out what he saw, and we can end this party, and I'll go home. And he says, well, I'm not doing that. I'm still doing my investigation. I said, well, it's freezing cold out here, and I've offered twice. I've given you consent to search and look at my gun. You don't even want to do that. So that tells me you're playing games, don't want to solve the problem. So you keep doing your investigation, and when you get done, call my lawyer. I said, I got to go inside. I'm free. I shut the garage door, and I walked inside. Well, about 4 or 5 minutes later, knock, knock, knock on the door. Now there's two deputy sheriffs and two Lebanon City policemen there. And I opened the door, and I said, hello, what's going on? And they're like, we need to ask you some questions. I said, well, I don't have to answer your questions, guys. I already talked to this guy for like 15 minutes. I answer his questions. He doesn't want to do a reasonable investigation of the facts. And so I'm kind of done answering questions at this point. And they said, well, you need to come outside and answer questions. I said, no, I don't. You don't have a warrant. You don't have probable cause. You don't have an ounce of evidence other than a lie this guy told you to cover his aggressive behavior with the car. And so, you know, the Miranda decision says I don't have to answer anything. So I walked outside. I said, now you guys do understand the Miranda decision, right? You understand I don't have to answer anything. And I've already answered, and this guy refuses to be reasonable and do a reasonable investigation and look at the facts that would exonerate me immediately. And I said, so why are we still playing this game? If he wanted to solve this problem, he would have solved it 20 minutes ago. Yet here we are. And the other deputy looks at me and he says, well, you know, he didn't like it when you told him how to do his job. And I said, and he says, well, wait a minute, you know, how would you feel if someone had said that to you? I said, well, I would have said, well, that's a good idea. We'll get to the bottom of this quickly. I said, that's what I would have said. And then all three of them that aren't the idiot cop, they all start laughing because they know I'm telling the truth.
Right.
And they know this guy's lying. So my firearms tip of the week is carry a very unusual pistol, color-wise. So when these idiots lie and say, oh, he waved a black gun at me, you can show the officer, my gun isn't even close to black. And also, you'll have a much cooler weapon to hold in your hand in the summertime. So that's my firearm tip of the week.
Well, this man who scared your wife with his erratic behavior. There was nothing done about that.
No, he'd come back after I talked to the three intelligent police officers for about 20, 30 minutes. He's over there talking to the perp, the liar, and he comes back. Now, keep in mind, this is happening in my front yard. This guy doesn't even live in the subdivision. He doesn't even belong there for any reason.
All right.
Okay? And Ruthie, my wife, said he was driving around looking at the open garages. And it wasn't the first time she'd seen him doing it. Well, he told the police officer that he was delivering a paper. Okay, so I don't know if the guy's delivering papers at 15 minutes after midnight on a Sunday, you know, and there's no papers in any yards. And so I'm really wondering what this is about. But the officer comes delivering
a newspaper?
Yeah, that's what he claimed.
Well, that would be easily verified or thrown out the window, I would think, pretty quickly. If he's employed.
Yeah, what yard did you throw a paper in, and what paper was it, sir? You know, I mean, but this guy didn't want to do any investigation. So this idiot comes back and he says to me, I'm going to write a probable cause statement and give it to the prosecutor for flourishing. I said, you're going to what? I said, so you're going to push his lie up to the prosecutor and try and have me arrested? I said, I hope you do. I hope you do. Because I'm going to sue the living daylights out of you for filing a false police report, for doing a bogus investigation, and for violating my civil rights. Please, please file that stupid thing. And you better pray the prosecutor is not dumb enough to bring charges on me. I said, you go after my career and after my federal license, I'll go after your career, buddy, and I'll make it stick. So you want to play politics, you want to play games, let's go. And he said something else smart, and I finally just looked and said, look, you're too dumb to be a cop. Any father that had raised two kids for 6 years would have solved this problem in 2 minutes and figured out that guy was lying. You're too dumb to have a badge and a gun. Turn that shit in. Go find something you can do. And that was literally, I said, you know what? You're too dumb to talk to. Get off my property and don't come back. And he left. I talked to the other three guys for a few minutes, and then they left.
Well, the other three heard all this exchange.
Oh, they were sitting. They were standing between me and him.
Mm-hmm.
Because they knew he was wrong. They knew I was pissed, and they didn't want anything bad to happen. And so they're standing between me and this guy. All three of them agreed with me. You should have just checked the color of your gun. And one of them. There's a policeman I know who knows what color my sidearm is. I'm not going to say it on the air because I don't want to tip them off and let him change his story. But it wasn't black, brother. And that's
amazing.
What the guy claimed to the officer, that I flourished a black gun at him. And I told the other officers, I said, look, I would never even pull a gun unless I was pulling the trigger. You know, Mark Karachi has a famous saying, weapons are designed to be felt, never seen or heard. The first indication I would have ever given that guy that I had a gun would have been two bullets in his body had he aggressed me, but that never happened, and I never showed a gun or pulled a gun or touched a gun. The guy's lying. And this deputy is not smart enough to differentiate truth from fiction. I mean, it's just unbelievable how dumb some of these guys are. I sure hope the prosecutor's smarter than him.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope so. It's very fortunate that you knew one of the officers there. I don't know how well you knew him, but that was certainly very helpful also, wasn't it?
Well, he deer hunts out at the Freedom Center, and he knows my sidearm isn't black. And I think he tried to talk to the guy, but the guy was so arrogant and so uppity and so dug in, you know, that no amount of truth would have prevented him from writing this fictitious story that has zero truth in it whatsoever.
NBC is reporting what's going on in Richmond right now as a quote-unquote white nationalist rally. Right now, that's what they're reporting, NBC.
Did they say white or right?
White. Whiskey, Hotel, India, Tango, Echo, white.
Well, that's funny. I've seen like 7 African-American Native Virginians interviewed that were pro-natural rights and spoke very eloquently, including Chuck Smith, who's running for Attorney General. And this guy's an African-American, and this guy is brilliant. And I've seen probably, I guess, 1 or 2 non-whites for every 12 to 15 whites walking through the crowd. So this characterization of a white nationalist rally, it looks like There's Asians there about the percent they are in the U.S. There's African Americans there about the percentage they are in the U.S., which is around 13%. It looks like a cross-section of Virginians to me. It doesn't look white to me.
Yes, well, we were hoping that Alec would have called in by now, but maybe she's lost track of time or something has come up, or maybe they're blocking the cell phone signal. That's certainly a possibility,
well,
too, isn't it?
I sent her a text, okay, saying, call in now if you can, and I got no response even from a text.
Not good. That is not a good sign. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Okay, let's see. We got a caller on hold here. We got Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John. Sam, and my rooster says good morning. I was going to try to get out of mine. I've got a cap that I bought from NRA several years ago. Y'all may be familiar with it. Its caption on it says, Second Amendment, the original Homeland Security. I got that in a T-shirt both, and I love that statement. I don't know if y'all have been familiar with that statement or not. I don't know who coined it, but I love it, and people need to think about that. But anyway, one question, Sam, if I may, I guess. Did you ever find out who this guy was?
Sam, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Sam.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Jerry from Texas had a question. Did you ever find out the identity of the man who started all this with his erratic driving behavior?
Oh, yeah, we know who he is now. I got his license plate, and my wife came out and identified the car as the one that aggressed her. And so, you know, this is one of those things where you've got this really, really crazy human being that is lying. And usually the truth comes to light sooner or later, you know. Now, keep in mind, this is the same sheriff's deputy that when a guy pulled a rifle out, fired 6 rounds at my wife and my dogs, and 1 round hit my dog in the head, that couldn't find any probable cause to write to send a probable cause statement up to the prosecutor. This is the same department.
Oh, same department or same deputy?
Not same deputy, different dummy, same department.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, most of the guys I've met from the sheriff's department are really professional. But I have, after last night, I've come across 2 real winners. I mean, they're something special. And
this just happened, Sam?
Did it happen last night? This is 12 o'clock.
Okay, I saw. Okay, it's fresh out of the oven. Okay,
that's only happened 9 hours ago. Only happened 9 hours ago. Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay, well, evidently, you've somebody's out there been carrying their feeling down on their shoulder on their shirt sleeve cup, and you brushed up against them and hurt their feelings, and they're out to get you. Somebody that you denied a gun sale to or something, these guys are scary for sure. They need to get their IQ out of the freezer.
Yeah, let's be honest. We really need to start recruiting smarter police officers. We need to start paying them more so more intelligent guys want to take the job. You know what I mean?
Well,
hold that thought.
Hold that thought.
Okay. Gentlemen, we have a break. We have a hard break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.